Hey, what's good? Welcome to the Gritty Genius Podcast. This is Dr. P. Thanks for tuning in. And today I'm going to talk about boundaries in social media. And this episode was inspired by a great conversation I had with a good friend. And I thought, you know what? Since I just came off of setting some boundaries for myself in social media and posting about it on my Sports Psych Dr. G account, not on the Gritty Genius, I thought I'd share it because for me it's been helpful, and I've actually been able to maintain some boundaries as well. But I think that's gritty. So it's really gritty to make space for yourself and set boundaries, especially in this all-consuming social media world. And in the title, I put social in quotations because social media is not just for social interactions anymore. It's grown into a marketing tool, branding. It's a blog for some folks. It's become like an identity for who we're telling the world that we are. And in that sense, it's become all consuming. And like it or not, the world of social media is moving so fast, and we are feeling the effects of managing this thing that's a part of our daily lives. And, you know, I work with young folks on the daily. And so, you know, 18 through, you know, early 20s. And I hear it time and time again, and even people that, you know, are in my age group as well, that they're feeling burnt out by social media. And I felt that way, you know, not too long ago, even though I committed to like wanting to get back on the podcast, I was included in that. And, you know, I found that what I think will be a simple few minute post turns into 30 minutes of processing what's the best caption, filter, hashtags. Do I want to put it on my story? Do I want to put it in my actual feed? Do I want to like link it to Facebook and Twitter? And I don't do Snapchat because I just can't, you know, the platforms that I have already are exhausting. And I found that it's, you know, it just got overwhelming. And I can only imagine for people whose income and jobs depend on it, whereas mine doesn't, right? And so I, you know, think of like burnout, and burnout is like a legit syndrome. So I got this, so I'll just read it, that what burnout is, and I got it from Health Guide via this, you know, website. I can link it in the description. But burnout is a state of emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed and unable to meet constant demands. As the stress continues, you begin to lose interest or motivation that led you to take on a certain role in the first place. And I like that description because other ones that I found are associated with like work burnout, which is what we usually, think about it. But I think a lot of our jobs nowadays are so, they're not the typical 9-to-5. We're sitting behind a desk, especially within the athlete community and fitness industry community that I'm tightly linked with. I see a lot of business owners where their office space and their home and their office space are blended. They may have a home office, or, you know, they're out on working with an athlete, and then maybe they're training themselves. Like, it's just like, you know, not conventional anymore. And I think, you know, social media is blending into all those areas. So we're being able to see people's lives. But when that happens, like burnout is, we're a higher risk for that because there's no clear like physical boundaries. I think for me, you know, I do work in an athletics department. I have an office because, you know, I see folks every day, and it's, you know, my work is in person in that space. And so when I leave work, I can separate from that. So that's been helpful. But when it comes to social media specifically, I've heard like people feeling exhausted, depressed, anxious, pressured, obligated, feeling insecure, you know, feeling like they have so many worries or excessive fears about how many likes they're going to get, who likes it, how people are going to perceive their content. Fear of being judged, or fears that keep you from expressing what you generally want to. So then like this desire to this propensity to filter what they post, constant comparison that leaves them feeling like worthless or the short end of the stick. And I think those, you know, if someone comes in expressing those, and I've certainly felt some of those, and that's why I've had to enact some boundaries over the last several months. then those are good cues. You know, feeling those ways or thinking that way are probably, it's a good time to assert some boundaries. And so, you know, boundaries, especially with social media, it's not meant to punish anybody. It's not meant to like totally close off your life, but are for your well-being and your protection, right? I mean, we think of it as a little vacation from social media. Like, we go on vacations to step away from work life or other obligations, and hopefully we come back feeling refreshed or like we've had some space. Like, we all need that. We need that from work. If you think about a marathon, we need that. Like, if you ran a marathon, there'd be a period of recovery. You wouldn't just jump back into training. Yet we feel like we do that with social media. And I think it's like reframing social media as a part of the business piece is really important. So, you know, boundaries are personal rules and rights that you guide your life by. And these can shift, right? Sometimes you'll be really open with your boundaries, and sometimes you may be really closed. You know, and that's to each his own. And I think in regards to social media, you know, thinking of it as an out of office reply, you know, where you're letting people know what's up with you and when they can expect a response. Like, I get those on the daily, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna have to be patient and wait. And it's totally okay. And hopefully followers or your community or your people will understand what you're trying to do here, because I think we've all done it. And so here are my 5 tips for asserting social media boundaries. So tip number 1, first, consciously give yourself permission to enact your boundaries. And I say consciously because we have to talk to ourselves like we would want a loving friend or a best friend or our partners to tell yourself, like, Gloria, it's okay to give yourself permission to shut down the app for today or to not post for several weeks. And it's okay to do that for your self-care. So I think consciously giving ourselves permission is a really powerful statement. And again, I go back to like the marathon, where you need a recovery period. So you think of it that way. So if you've been on social media and pumping stuff out, maybe you have some events or you did something and like you just found yourself really churning that wheel hard, like think of it as like, oh, I'm going to slow down the wheel or stop the wheel so I can like reset. And so many times we don't give ourselves permission to assert our boundaries, like for several reasons: fear of losing followers, relationships, fear of losing clients, business, money, self, fear of, you know, we need to keep our self-esteem going, we need the likes going. And a lot of times, you know, the fear is just not anything we do out of fear, fear-based training, fear-based racing, fear-based decisions, bottom line will always lead us feeling crummy and disempowered. And so, you know, the whole idea of setting boundaries is to empower yourself. Number 2, validate your needs and who you are separate from social media persona. So it's totally okay to need what you need. It's totally okay to need space or time away, right? You're human. We all need that. It's called balance or homeostasis. So I think just reminding yourself of that, like social media shouldn't be this constant on. Nothing is constant on in our life. Right. And so I think reminding yourself like, oh, this is just, I need to just develop a healthy relationship with social media, and this is what I need. And everybody's relationship is different, and that's okay. And then remember who you are, and remember that you people care for you and want your well-being. So if this is what you're doing for your well-being, think of a few people in your life that want that for you and would still be in your life without social media and that care about you. Honestly, you know, I have a handful of people I care for so much, and they're all across the country. And most of the time, these people, I don't communicate with social media. But if they called me, I'd be there for them. If their, you know, major life thing happened, I'd fly out to see them. I love them so much. And my relationship doesn't depend on how much we post on social media. It's great to see what's going on in their lives because, you know, we don't text pictures every day. And that puts things in perspective. So try to recall people that are important to you. That if you never post on social media, who would they still be in your life, and they would still care about you, right? Number 3, identify parameters to your boundaries. So this is where you just sit down and get specific, meaning how much space do you need? Is it just time away, or is it minimized like to one? So is it time away from all social media, or is it like, you know, just one platform? Like these other 2 I can manage, or these other 3 I can. Do you want to limit yourself saying, you know what, it's really hard to go cold turkey from anything in life. So it's like, you know what, I'm just going to do 1 post a day and just be okay with that. Like that's, I'm going to post, you know, in the afternoon after my lunch, like set some parameters for yourself and then say, you know what? I checked off that box. It feels good. I'm going to allow myself the rest of the day. So I think just getting clear about what you need at this time. And if it changes the next day or the next week, that's totally okay. So just, you can check in, but at this time, what do you need? And after that, we need to communicate our boundaries. And so this might be a general post. It might be it might be messages to people in your life. Like, hey, by the way, if you don't see me posting, like things are good. I'm just taking a social media break. We need to communicate our boundaries. Boundaries are most effective when we're assertive, calm, like courteous and consistent. And so doing that, again, I think of it like an out of office. When we get an out of office email from somebody, like we're just like, okay, cool. Good to know. So think of it that way. So then it takes the pressure off a little bit. And then remind yourself, like people and followers that are loyal to you, they'll stick around. I mean, they're not going to unfollow you because you decide not to post. I mean, what just happens is they don't come up in the feed or, you know, kind of forget about you. And that's where the validation of your needs come in, because even though, you know, that's the reality, I think we have a shortened, you know, attention span and the feed kind of, it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. But we can't even remember what we liked yesterday, like, or even earlier in the day, right? If you try to remember the first 5 photos that you liked on Instagram, I can't. I know whose accounts pop up for most often, but I mean, and who knows these days with all the algorithms. Anyways, I digress. Number 5, and the last one, if needed, delete certain apps temporarily or move them off the main page of your phone. I did this, and it's, you know, I deleted Facebook for a while, and so I only accessed it over the computer. And you know, people that would message me through Facebook, I'd tell them like, look, I don't have Facebook Messenger. So like, I'm sorry, I'm getting this like a week later or a month later. But it wasn't something that I wanted on my phone for a time being. And so like, that's one way I minimize. And then after that, like I moved all of my social media apps to the last page on my phone. So it's not so easily accessible. So if I'm going to access it, I actually have to scroll through a couple of pages and think about mindfully what I'm going to do. And that's been helpful. So there was a time where I actually just wasn't on anything. I wasn't posting on anything. And then I've slowly got back to like looking at Twitter, because, you know, I go on Twitter for certain reasons. I go on IG for certain reasons and Facebook. And I think it's helped having these boundaries, you know. And a bonus boundary, I think just, you know, remember why you're setting boundaries. And then when you get back to maybe engaging in social media the way you used to, like, so say you just like close your boundaries for a little while and take some space for yourself. And then you're like, you know what, I'm ready to go back into it. Try to be intentional, be mindful on what you want to achieve or communicate, just like any good marketing plan would be, just like any well thought out like blog piece or, you know, anything you're trying to write up, just be intentional. And I know sometimes social media, we want to seem like, oh, it's so casual. But a lot of this stuff on social media is really constructed well for the platform. There's so much stuff on there and out in the, you know, internet world on how to post on IG and social media to get more followers. So a lot of what we see that's supposed to come off like really casual is really well constructed. But back to, let me wrap this up soon. And so once you get practicing some of these boundaries, you're going to feel better and empowered and hopefully less stressed. Like it's done. I notice like now when I get on social media, I'll scroll for 2 seconds. I'm like, you know what? This is just not how I want to use my time right now. And I close it. So I think it's helped me. My tolerance is a little lower for it now. And as life changed for me, I have less time to delegate towards it. And so, you know, I can be mindful when I post and when I don't post. So it's helped me. And I'd like to think that like people respect that and people that love me respect that. But it does take time and support and relearning to set effective boundaries in life, but also social media, because social media is so convenient. It's so instant. We get the notifications and bing, it's like intruding in our lives all the time. The good thing is we feel connected. We see what's going on with the world and inspired, but the not so good thing is if we walk away from it and it doesn't make us feel good, it's time to reassess. And so remember, like, you know, all of this boundary setting is just for self-awareness, and learning to be assertive are the first steps. Like, setting boundaries is really self-care, right? So it's not selfish. You're not being mean. You know, I actually think it helps build self-esteem, and I think people will respect you and will want to do that for themselves. So it's okay to make yourself a priority. And anyone who doesn't understand that, like, probably really doesn't know you, right? Doesn't know your life and doesn't know what you need and may not understand, and that's okay. And the last thing I'll leave you with, you know, when we start re-engaging with social media, remember, you don't have to disclose all your personal details. And because you don't, doesn't mean you're being social media fake, or because you do disclose a lot about your life, doesn't make you any better or worse than someone. Like, everyone can disclose and share what they want according to their own personal boundaries. We have a right to whatever we need and how, and communicate how that's reflected in a post, right? To each their own. And so just respecting that. And yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to say a little bit about social media boundaries. I'd love to hear your feedback and thoughts. And again, you know, I'll be tuning into podcasts and posting them as I feel inspired. And I thank you for listening. Talk to you later. Peace.